Going solo today, just Vossi with you here on Breakfast. Good morning, wherever you're listening to us throughout the SEN network, 11:70 a.m. here in Sydney, 8:01 a.m. Central Coast, 13:23 a.m. Canberra, 15:75 a.m. Illawarra, 90.3 FM Griffith. Wherever you're listening on the SEN app, we've had listeners getting in touch via the text this morning from all over the country. The text is 0457 736 736. I'm sure the ratings were big last night. Were they humongous? I'd like to think they were. The open line number, McDonald Jones open line number, 1300 01 1170. A fabulous win by Penrith. 28 points to 12. Range of opinions this morning, but all very much in the positive. One of the great grand final performances of all time. Ivan Cleary, now a two-time premiership winning coach. He believes it's the best his team ever played. He was absolutely overwhelmed with pride after the win last night, the Panthers coach.
Just so proud of the boys. I mean, for everything they've done all year, but to be able to come out and probably play our best game of the year on tonight.
Yeah, so proud.
It's just so enjoyable. Honestly, I feel so lucky. I'm so grateful that I get to hang out with these guys every day. Honestly, just to see that performance tonight, it makes my job easy. To get the first try, I think, was good. And I don't know, they just went on for me. You know, they never, ever let up. I'm probably near the end, but I wasn't really watching at that stage. But yeah, it's not just tonight, though. It's just an unbelievable year. To be able to back up and just do it week in, week out, they're just so hungry. It's so good. We are a proper community club and about a traditional grand final back here. The stadium full, it was something else.
Yeah, and they're only going to get stronger. You can just imagine registration day in the junior rugby leagues next year. I mean, the success of first grade, New South Wales Cup, now the state champions as well, state championship final winners yesterday, the Jersey Flag, which is the under-21s, the SG Ball, the under-19s. It just goes on and on and on. The success, the pathways for Panthers. They've got heroes, local juniors in the area that are performing on the big stage in the grand final. They've just played their third grand final. They've just won back-to-back titles. They are going to be, I believe they are in the top four at the very least for the next 5 years. And I asked right at the top of the program, was there any team that would have beaten Penrith last night? And I could probably throw into the mix teams from other years. If you want to, you know, play the hypothetical today, let's put up the Roosters side that won back-to-back premierships against the Panthers of 2022's performance. I'm talking about last night's performance up against the Roosters' flying start against Melbourne there a few years ago. It was sensational. That was 2018. How would they have fared? How would they have fared against the Panthers last night? It's a good discussion topic today. Now, if you missed the game last night, hard to imagine you did. Our sports audience dialing in this morning, or as Gary of Newtown would say, tuned in. Stephen Crichton tried 12th minute, Brian Tottle 17th minute, penalty goal 20th minute after Clint Gutherson put a dropout out on the full, and Scott Sorensen's try for a delicate, beautiful kick from Nathan Cleary in the 28th minute, it's 18-0, and for all intents and purposes, you could say game over. Parramatta just never allowed to have a comeback. There was a Micah Sive bomb try in the 56th minute, but by that stage, Penrith were leading 22-0. The 59th minute, the Charlie Staines try was exquisite the way it unfolded. Perfectly executed by the Panthers. Everyone knowing their job. That got it 28-0. But I will say this, and not much has been said of Parramatta this morning. But I say this as a dad, and to all the parents listening out there. What a bloody great moment Jacob Arthur scoring. Can you imagine being the coach? I know it's different circumstances and game lost and Brad would have been down, but to see your son, and Ivan's been through it with Nathan, but for Brad Arthur to see Jacob Arthur score, he sends him on with 4 minutes to play last night, and then Jacob Arthur scores the last try of the grand final. Jeez, it'd be hard to hold the tears in, wouldn't it? You know, flashbacks to the little boy playing junior footy, and he would have scored a lot of tries in his time with Rouse Hill Rhinos. And Brad Arthur was a coach. Even when he was coaching first grade, he was coaching the kids at Rouse Hill. And to see one of those boys, the boy who throws the pass, and I say boy, is Will Penasini for Jake, or puts the kick in for Jacob Arthur. They're Rouse Hill Rhinos. What an amazing moment. What a beautiful moment in the grand final last night, that one for Jacob Arthur. The Parramatta side of things, Clint Gutherson, it's been revealed, played with a broken hand. He suffered that first week of the finals. That sort of makes me think back. The first week of the finals, if you remember the bomb confusion, Gutho was reluctant to catch. And we wondered what was going on. Well, I guess it was the broken hand during the match. And there was confusion at the back, and it sort of wung a Blake and running in. But let's hear from Clint Gutherson, very gracious after the grand final last night.
That's footy. Someone has to lose, and unfortunately it was us. It was a roller coaster this year for us, and it's everyone's goal to get here, but unfortunately we couldn't get the result we wanted. But look, credit to them, they were outstanding, and we've got to watch them get their awards now, so it's a bit disappointing, but get away from footy for a bit now and look back in a couple of weeks and see what we achieved.
Brad Arthur was the same in the press conference, I can tell you, just said beaten by a better team, the better team and a better team. So something to aspire to for Parramatta. The record will show they played each other four times in 2022, and it is two apiece. But the bigger matches, the finals matches, Penrith win both. They win week one of the finals, you know, hard-fought affair, but went away with it. And then last night, emphatic, the victory by the Panthers. The crowd, 82,415, Clive Churchill medal, Dylan Edwards, the Panthers fullback, remains to be seen if he makes the World Cup squad. And the lower grades, or the earlier matches, not necessarily lower grades, NRLW final, Newcastle champions, 32-12 over Parramatta. Tamika Upton, superb, 7 tries to 2. Scored 3 tries in the last 7 minutes, Newcastle. And the state championship final, Penrith winning that one, 44-10 over the North's Devils. And Jermaine Hopgood, player of the match, now on his way to Parramatta, scored a couple of tries in the game, skippering the Penrith side. Now, it's a little bit different, the holiday Monday. No Cameron Smith, Matty Johns, though, is on deck. And we continue to search for Brandy. Greg Alexander. Where is he? We've got a sighting right now, sighted at the Ampol near the Panthers Leagues Club, shouting, "Fuel for all Panthers supporters!" He's out there just saying, "Free fuel!" Greg Alexander having a night out. How happy did he look? Vossi, looking for Brandy Alexander could be the NRL's version of looking for Ala Brandy. Looking for Alco Brandy, says Bulldog Bob. Well, Brandy, we're just hoping, we're trying to make contact with him. He's probably lost his phone. He's half nude. Good luck to him. Matty Johns is here, though, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, get 35% off the entire Microgenics vitamins range. Matty Johns knows what it's like to experience a grand final win. Different circumstances back in 1997 to the way Penrith pulled off their win last night. Matty Johns, welcome. Can I ask you right off the top, as good a grand final performance as you've seen? There may have been the equivalent, but none better.
Fossey, good morning. I apologise, a little bit scratchy this morning.
It's allowed. It's allowed.
Yes, I know. One of those ones, the grand final. A neighbour came over, said he was going to watch the first half and end up, I think, early hours of the morning left. But anyway, it was a great performance, mate.
Yeah, look at your credit card. You've bought 7 items on the shopping channel at 3 a.m. this morning. That knows you've had a good night. Fantastic.
Mate, I've got 3 spine-loose pillows. Mate.
You got the Wonder Mop. You've it's even bought a toupee, mate. A little rug, a little hair paint. Who doesn't
they got
need that?
You got one of those the Abdominators.
That's right. Abdominator. Beautiful stuff.
They were too good. The thing about it is, when you've got the best player in the world in Nathan Cleary, it carries you a fair way. And I know next year like, there's no kick out. And, you know, when you start to win a competition, the squad starts to dismantle to a certain degree. But when you've got Nathan Cleary there, well, Vossi, you're always going to be in the top couple of teams. There's no doubt about it. They're way, way too good.
Yeah. I've got them top four at least the next 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
I think at minimum... top four. That's with, yeah, if they retain Edwards, Luai, Cleary, well, there's 3 pieces of the spine straight away. And
yes.
And they're not going to go downhill anytime soon, those three.
Well, Vossi, it's like Cameron. Look at Cameron, the Melbourne Storm just kept losing blokes. and people, you know, were starting to eulogise the Melbourne Storm. They eulogised the Melbourne Storm 15 years. But because you had Cameron there, it didn't matter who you put in the jerseys who they lost. They just, they kept winning. And that's the case with Nathan, is that, you know, no matter who they lose, edge back rowers, centres, whatnot, if you've got Nathan Cleary there, they're going to be at least top four.
Yeah, well, two on departures, got to be mentioned too, mate. Cameron Serraldo leaves the club. Yep. Andrew Webster leaves the club. Kikau Coruscant is a big one. Now, Mitch Kennedy's obviously next cab off the rank, but I say this guy, Sonny Luke, now I know he's 26 years of age, but Coruscant qualities. Played four games in first grade this year. They haven't gone out and signed another hooker elsewhere. They obviously think between Kenny and Luke they can get the job done.
Oh, yeah.
So
yep. Kenny was
they're like Melbourne, aren't they, in replacing players and they've recruited.
Kenny was incredible the last month. And this is in I reckon Mitch Kenny up until a month ago could have walked down could have walked down Pitt Street and no one would recognise Mitch. But, you know, he was a good player, an incredibly good side. But the last month, and like last night, the way he played last night was just he was fantastic. He was one of the best players on the field in that first half. The way he defended, the intensity in which he played, he was fantastic. Played that role. Like, what we see is, like, in rugby league, is it's the old thing where one coach sneezes, everyone else gets the flu, is that they start to follow a trend, or what you do with your nines, and what you see with Brandon Smith, the way he played, and they used him, and Mitch Kenny he's done exactly that. So he starts, he just plays with intensity. He plays a very simple role at the start, defends strong. You put Coruscant onto the field, and then he reverts to the Victor Radley, Brandon Smith running role. And he was, mate, he was fantastic. So as far as losing Appy, it's a loss. But, mate, they've just got blokes who are going to replace. It's not going to be a problem.
And I do wonder, they've got this production line. They can't hang on to all their halfbacks, can they, Matty? And this young bloke, Katoa, he's off to the Dolphins already, and he's a super talent, but he's off there. They've got some other blokes down in the lower grades playing the halves. Like, they had this young 5'8 yesterday, Jack Cole. Kurt Falls is still in the club. He's not an 18 or 19-year-old, but there's others down the line. They might convert one of these halves into a hooker simply because they've got surplus to demand. I mean, Cleary's going to be halfback for a long time. Who's to say one of these young halves they have won't develop into a really top-notch, spark out of dummy half? So it's just a remarkable performance. It's a golden era. Enjoy it. We're trying to find Brandy, though, Matty. Pete in Salem, Victoria. This is quite incredible. He said, there's a bloke asleep on my footpath wrapped in a Panthers flag with several empty bottles beside him. It looks a little like Brandy. So there you go. That's a possibility. There's been a sighting down in Hobart. Parawaria says Brandy was spotted with Jimmy Barnes building out Simply the Best. So Brandy's mixing with the A-listers. So we can't find him. I think the ball pit on Mulgoa Road was a good spotting earlier in the morning. He was playing with the balls and what have you. So he did look like he was having fun on stage, Matty.
He did.
So I take it Sterlo would have handed out the medals had Parramatta won, or handed out the rings, but because Penrith won, Alexander got the job. Now, I don't think I've ever seen Brandy happier. He was revelling in it.
I remember seeing him in 2003, and I think it says a lot about the man. In 2003, when they won the competition, amazing that 2 years earlier, Penrith finished last. And when they won that grand final, seemingly out of nowhere, I remember looking at him on the touchline, and he was crying. He was so happy. So it just says a lot about who he is and the tie he has to the area. But, Vossi, what you're seeing with Penrith is they're fulfilling their potential as far as an area. It has always been just about probably the biggest junior nursery in the world in rugby league, and they've just got it right. I think, Vossi, am I right in saying they won everything basically.
Yeah, everything.
Outside of the NRLW. They won't, yeah, the whole they lot. Won't everything.
Yeah. So, 1921 New South Wales Cup State Championship Final NRL.
Wow. Well, they've got everything right. And I can't tell you how many times I've said through this year, Vossie, about Newcastle, how we've just completely lost our way as a club. And it all starts with what you do with your juniors and how you coach them. And, you know, 10 years ago when Phil Gould went to the club and fixed what was broken, is that this is what you're seeing. And for all Gus, you know, the people give it to Gus and all the rest of it, and I get some of it, the complexity of the man, you know him, we both work with him. But, mate, what he has done with that club is that it's as much Gus's success Ivan Cleary's. There's no doubt about it. What he's put in place, the fact that they win everything, that's, you know, your old mate, your co-host of the roast, and you got to tip your cap to him.
No, I called him the Duke of Penrith. He's still the Duke. Just to highlight what you were saying there about what they've done, and they are a heavyweight. So they have now played, and putting aside actual winning the premiership, they've now played finals in seven of the last 9 years, making the grand final three times, winning the comp twice. But the previous 9 years to that, they played finals only once, Matty. So it shows you how you restructure, rebuild, and become a force, that it can be done. Yep. They make the finals one out of 9 years. The next 9-year period, they're on a run of seven of nine and won the comp twice.
And Vossie, you think about the
that's
blokes.
That's a remarkable turnaround.
And you think about the blokes they've allowed to go. Like Graham, Lachlan Coote. All this, they had like a generation
Luke Lewis
of
along the way.
Luke Lewis. A generation of players who were the, you know, at their prime, and they allowed to go. Like the year that Cronulla won the comp, mate, there was four or five Penrith blokes in that side. Who, you know, they allowed to go because they were rebuilding to where they were going, where they are right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be done. Matty Johns is with us for Chemist Warehouse. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, get 35% off the entire Microgenics vitamins range. He'd love to take your calls. Where's Gary of Newtown? Flush him out. 1-300-01-1170 is the McDonald Jones open line call. If you've got a text from Matty to you, or a text, you can send it through 0457 736 736, 21 and a half after 8.